Peacemakers, discussing conflict resolution and conflict management with experts and stakeholders. Let's dialogue for peace. Peacemakers, looking for solutions. Hello and welcome to Peacemakers program. After almost 2 years of being off air, Peacemakers program is today back on the waves. And I'm Gabriel Shadar, and the Peacemakers program is back looking for solutions to some issues that have been the root of the conflicts in many parts of the country. And today's discussion is about the management of relationships between cattle herders and farming communities. So many conflicts have been reported between the cattle keepers and farmers in the country over the years, and it seems there is no end to these problems. The question in today's discussion is about whether there can be solutions or not, and I will be asking several questions with knowledgeable and experienced people in this field, and who will give us an idea or ideas about the best practices in managing relations between cattle keepers and farmers. And I would like to say that we will be missing one of the important regions in this discussion today, that is Bor or Jonglei region, because they have another engagement that came up urgently and they could not join us. But I'm joined in the studio by Masmina Dominic, Civil Affairs Officer in UNMIS Juba Field Office, that is in Central Equatoria State. Welcome, Masmina, to the studio.
Thank you for inviting me.
And I welcome online from Torid Mr. Abdullah Hassan Femi, Director General of the Eastern Equatorial State Ministry of Local Government and Law Enforcement Agency. Welcome, Mr. Abdullah.
Welcome, sir.
Yes, as you have heard in my introduction, that I'll be focusing today on how best stakeholders can deal with the problems of the cattle keepers and farmers that have very bad relationships in the recent years. And some of these have been reported in Eastern Equatoria, and also some of them reported in Central Equatoria here. And so let me start with the questions to the government official in Torid. Mr. Abdullah, you are a government official who are well versed, who are have been engaged in settling the conflict between pastoralists along South Sudan and Kenya border, and also in other parts of the country, including Eastern Equatorial State. So the question, as a local government official in Torid, what are the tools at your disposal that can ensure a smooth relationship between cattle and farms, or between cattle keepers and farmers? Welcome, Mr. Abdullah.
Welcome, Shagar. Yes, through our life here, I'm from Eastern Equatoria, first of all, and my name is Abdullah Hassan Famai. I am from Kakoita, and we are experiencing cattle problem with cattle between us and Kenya, and between us and Uganda. This is inside of ranges. But we in Kakoita, we have cattle, we have farms also at the same time. But there is rule and regulation that no cattle are allowed to enter any farm, because the regulation set, and if you not follow this regulation, you will fall into you will be taken to court, either customer court or either court. This is in the past, and it is going on up to now. Our people are farming, and they are holding cattle also. In the other part of Eastern Equatoria, from Malawi especially, people are farmers, completely farmers. And they use the farm to cultivate without any problem. But it happened recently, cattle came from other states without any agreement or arrangement. They enter into the farms destroy everything. And this is what brought the crisis we are in. Now, what is the tool? Is according to the question, what are the tools that can ensure a good relation between the two, the farmers and the cattle herders? I don't know why people can migrate from far to their farms, leaving areas where there's grass, where there's water. And if there's arrangements for them to come, I think nothing good can happen between the farmers and the herders, because the arrangement is the experience we got from the other people we are supposed to apply. I was in Western Sudan, I was in Eastern Sudan, Gadari, where the area for cultivation, and they have cattle, but it never happened that cattle entered into any farms, because there is arrangement, there are routes where the cattle is supposed to move through, where they are to come, where they are to graze, and nothing happened since. The same in Western Sudan. People are having cattle and having farms, and no problem between the two, because there is arrangement already made. I had an experience in West Africa about the transhuman and the human. Also, there is arrangement when you are going to that area located, identified for the cattle to go, there is arrangement done. So we are supposed to benefit from such experiences, so to avoid any problem between the cattle and the farmers. So the tools is supposed to be, there is supposed to be first agreement between the two governments of the other state and the state, and between the state and the other one. So when reaching that, the two can agree to where cattle are supposed to be driven to. You have to arrange to make some things which need to be for the life of the animal and for the life of the cattle herder. Because in West Africa, when you are crossing from one state to another, there is a custom or a roadblock. When entering that area, there is people arranged to cater for the people coming, for the cattle. Even if there are also donkeys, dogs, in that area, there is veterinary, a clinic there. There is pharmacy there for the human being. And there is another thing, like a small shop, where if you need something, you can go there. Such arrangement is supposed to be done to avoid any encroachment from one place to another. This is what we got when we are holding such a workshop in Uganda, with Kampala, and in Kenya, and in South Sudan, how to arrange and avoid cattle raiding. Because we know the routes where the raiders are going through. So these areas where we can put such people to guard and look after the cattle without any problem. I think this is supposed to be done, so to avoid this one. For us in Eastern Sudan, we have a vast land, north of Torit County, west of Kapoita North County, west of Budi County. This area, there is no farm there. There is a lot of grass there. Nobody is settled there. So to avoid such a problem, we have to agree with the people who are in, have interest to come this way, so that we arrange and put this post where to go, to find the route where the cattle is supposed to go. We have the police post there, the veterinary and the pharmacy, mm-hmm. and a shop. Everything is there. So people can come with certain format. We were taught about the transhuman. There is certain format for you to identify, to declare that I have so much is under pregnancy, so much is sick, so that we treat them after the rain. When the rain is starting and people are moving back to their area, the same routes are to be followed, mm-hmm. and the numbers are supposed to be counted, and so on. I think this is what I experienced, and it is a way that we can solve such a problem.
Yes.
But not to enter without mm-hmm. any agreement, solving problems, led people to desert their places. And this is what we are trying to avoid. Yes.
Thanks to Mr. Abdullah Hassan Famai, the Director General of the Ministry of Local Government and Law Enforcement in Eastern Equatorial State. The next question is, you cited these examples and you said these are supposed to be implemented or taken as steps or tools. The question is, are these mentioned in the local government laws or any other arrangements that govern them, or these are experiences that have been acquired by officials and they were supposed to adopt them in one way or another?
When I said I was in Western Sudan or Eastern Sudan, I am in the same local government, working as a local government officer, and it is the local government role to create a good atmosphere between the farmers and the cattle herders. We in the Eastern Equatoria, we don't have that problem. But the problem came when people from other states come.
From migration. From migration.
Yes.
And this migration, yes, also, is there any kind of a protocol or kind of mechanism in which there has to be a communication between the relevant bodies in different states? And also, this seems to be connected to the way people are keeping their cattle and moving with their cattle. Apparently, they don't take permission from anybody to move around.
As I mentioned, in Transhuman, this thing is supposed to be there. When you're entering in somebody's territory, you are supposed to get the permission from him. Or if you know that you wanted to go to that area, why don't you ask the authority concerned in that area, so that you agree and say, and the area you are going to be allocated is identified. Don't go beyond just like that without any permission, entering any howling and causing problems to the people.
How you as a partner, as a peacekeeper, are trying to help the process of a smooth relationship, of having a smooth relationship between cattle keepers and farmers? Welcome.
Thank you for welcoming me. Let me give an example. In November 2021, Civil Affairs had a training for chiefs, all the chiefs, because we know that chiefs are very important. They are working, they are in the community. If there are any conflict, it is the chief who is going to handle. So we had, you know, training for these chiefs. So these chiefs, among the other chiefs, there are two chiefs from the different payams. One of them is from Mangala, the executive chiefs. We used to have meetings with them, dialogue with them. So these chiefs, they had an agreement. They had dialogue with the cattle herders. They talk, they agree that the cattle should move away from the area where the farms are. So they have to move very far away. They agree among themselves. So for us, we feel the community leaders are very important. They can solve their own problem within the community. So we work with them, we build their capacity so that they are able to resolve this conflict or any tensions that is in existing or that is caused by the cattle. So another example is in Sindro, which is in Lobono country also. After the training, after giving this training for them, conflict management training, these chiefs, they go, you know, in dialogue with the cattle camp chiefs. They sit and meet and talk. It's to avoid the conflict between the community, farming communities and the cattle keeper. So they have to move very far away from the community farms. So these chiefs, they are able to, you know, diffuse that tension that exists between the cattle herders and the community. So these are very important for us. It's good that we have to be close with the chiefs. So we know that they can now protect their farms. So we also work closely with the cattle camps coordinator, who are too close with the cattle, cattle keepers or cattle herders. So we work closely with them. They go to them, we facilitate their movement. They go to the cattle camp, they talk to their people so that they fuse the tensions. Again, for example, we also, you know, do some patrol, short and long-term patrol. Sometimes we go for like few days, sometimes we go for one day. So this is also for an examples. We went to the recent conflict that has happened in Kubi. We went there. We talked with the community leaders, with the community who were around. Yeah. And we facilitated we engage with the community chiefs or community leaders in Bor. We facilitated their movement. They also went, they talked to their chief, I mean to the cattle camp chiefs, so that, you know, they diffuse that tension. At least they have managed, but that the tension has gone down. So they are able to move. And also we engage ourselves with the other farming communities. We also talk to them so that they are able, you know, to also bring that tension down. Even if we are now going to dialogue for other solution, at least that, you know, hot tension is cooled down.
Yasmina, the next question is, now you have emphasized the issue of dialogue, the element of dialogue, and so still problems happen. Is it because some people have been left out, or the state or authorities, they don't have capacity to implement what is being agreed, or even the chiefs have no control on the movement of the cattle? So how does it work that it creates a problem?
Of course, the chiefs are trying at their level. You know, of course, we, you know, this conflict, it doesn't need one person or two or few persons. So we need many, everyone has to be involved to reduce this tension or to stop from recurring. So we, of course, we are working at the grassroots level with the chiefs on the ground. And also, you know, we work with the county authorities. And also we, you know, talk also with the state authority. And, you know, it is good always to involve everybody so that we are able to come to that dialogue and to get a tangible solutions. So we also need a political will also. Everybody has to be on board. So this is what we are trying our best to do. We are also trying to organize a one-day dialogue forum that will address also the tension between the cattle herders and the community in Lanya. So we are looking forward to get everyone on board so that we are able to get tangible solution for the cattle issues. So we, as I mentioned earlier, we need really also political will. Everybody has to be on board.
Yeah. So, Yasmina Dominic, Civil Affairs Officer in Juba here, Civil Affairs Office. I mean, what are the reasons or the elements of our cattle keeping style or cattle keeping ways that contribute to this problem?
Let us not interpret the free movement also including the cattle. The cattle can move free within their area, but when entering other areas, there's supposed to be something arranged for them to, there is an agreement supposed to be accepted before they are allowed to be to come in, and the route are supposed to be identified. The crowds where they are going to camp, yes, they are supposed to be identified far away from the farm, so that we avoid any inconveniences which can happen. So, to me, there is no, the issue of political will come later. If there is an arrangement, people agree, then the political will can play their role. They are allowed to sensitize their people, to let them know what the consequences if they encroach into other areas without any agreement.
The question is,
where?
The question is now, the government should be knowing how the cattle are moving, when the cattle are going to move, and that they have moved. And it seems there is a missing element here, that authorities don't come in early to intervene before crisis happens. What is your answer to this?
Now, this is why I'm saying the authority, the local authority, with the local authority at the side, they are supposed to meet and to reach an agreement that we are in bad condition here, we want to move to into your area. So this one is accepted to say yes, but I will let you know where you need to enter and go and graze and camp. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be done before other political players come in.
Yeah.
The two neighboring people are supposed to sit down and each one ask the other one in a good way, so that if they are accepted, there is no problem to happen.
Yeah. Masmina, keep with me. Masmina, with me here in the studio, you have heard that this is the protocol that should be set. Masmina, why do you think that, as he said in Torita, that cattle keepers are given an option to move away from the farms because there are other areas that are really good for herding cattle, and it seems they don't go there? So according to your information, experience in the workshops, why do cattle keepers allow cattle to come very near to inhabited lands and farming lands?
Cattle keepers, they are human beings. They can also understand, they can see what is bad. But for us, we are interested to continue talking to them, constantly engage them, and bringing also those influential to them, so that they can agree. Because if they are going, they don't listen, they go to the farm and what can we do? The dialogue is that you have to continue
because
talking.
Because you are facilitating, cannot reinforce.
Yes, we cannot force them, but we continue dialoguing with them, talking to them. If we don't have somebody, cannot listen to us, we will still get influential person who can talk to them. Like what we are having, we are talking with the coordinator, cattle camp coordinator, who is dealing with the cattle, and also the SG, Secretary General for Dinka community in Greater Equatoria. So these are they are like a CBO. They are going deep to the cattle keepers. So we talk to them, we facilitate their movement, they go and talk to the cattle keepers. They understand them because they are together, they understand them. And then this is where we can, come in, and then we also talk to the farmers. We have also there the farmers, the community leaders, who are also expressing their grievances, and they also know how to talk to them. Mm-hmm. And as the rule that the my colleague in Torik is saying, talking, this rule, of course, the farmers, they know all those rules. Now they think is now to go and talk to them so that they understand. They are going to the farm. This farm is very important for the farmers because this is their livelihood. And then also here the cattle are also important. This is their livelihood. Everything is important.
Thank you. Mr. Abdullah, is it true that the farmers and cattle keepers can never coexist, or it is an assumption?
Yes, we in Kapoita, the Kapoita, they are farming and they are head cattle. But the problem which they cannot exist, where the cattle keepers go through up to the farmers, to the place where there is no cattle. This cannot happen exactly. Because they don't have cattle, this came with the cattle into the farm. But if the people who are farming, or at the same time they have cattle, they know how to manage, but this one they cannot. Mm-hmm. So you are coming to destroy what they are depending on.
Yeah.
They are just depending on the farms.
What do you think are the crucial three or two elements in managing cattle keepers and farmers' relationship. What would you say?
This is very clear. You know, to manage this, you need a dialogue. You continue with talking to them. Every day we are continue talking to them.
The Abdallah in the Ministry of Local Government in Tauride, what would be your final remarks as we have been discussing the ideal relationship between cattle keepers and farmers?
I think that the situation of, if I compare our situation with those of the people of Jungwile, they are better than us because they are having the River Nile running throughout near them. They can, during the dry season, they can use the water to irrigate and grow type of that the grass that cattle are eating. In Sudan, we have something called Abu Sebein. This type of grass is being cultivated during the dry season for the cattle. Or you can use Bertin. They have water, they have land. They are supposed to grow this type of grass so that for not to migrate far away to into farms or to the people who are not cattle keepers. So they are supposed to get the experience. Most of us are there during the war. They get this experience from there, but they are not utilizing this one. So they are better. They are in a state of migrating because of grass. They let them use the water near them so that can stop migration far away. They are supposed, when they are interested to migrate, they are supposed to ask permission or sit with the authorities of that the area they are wanted to go so that they agree and come. So the area will be identified, the camps are identified, where there is no farms nearby, so that we avoid any conflict to arise.
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Abdallah Hassan Famai, Director General of the Ministry of Local Government and Law Enforcement in Eastern Equatorial State. And thank you very much, Masmina Dominic, from
thank
the UNMISS Civil Affairs Division in Juba here. Thank you very much for talking to us today on Peacemakers program about managing relations between the cattle keepers and farming communities. And we have been talking about some of the best ways. And we hope next time we will be discussing with the same guests, of course, to see what went wrong in implementing these best practices. Thank you very much for being with us. And I'm Gabriel Shadar on Peacemakers program on Radio Maraya.
Peacemakers, discussing conflict resolution and conflict management with experts and stakeholders. Less dialogue for peace. Peacemakers, looking for solutions.